You're listening to Sikh Christian Internet Radio Outreach, WSCIRO, Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning to night.
Hello, good day. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Talks Live Prayer on Blog Talk Radio. We have a special presentation on this particular broadcast called God Calling. It's going to be a little bit different, okay? And, you know, what I want to say is just be open to the move of the Holy Spirit. In a few minutes, you are going to be listening to some songs that I know have touched many of your hearts in your conversion, in your journey, all right, in your daily walk with the Lord. In my BC days and in also during the times of intimate wanderings and questionings as far as the things of God are concerned and what is he doing in the world, I often would listen to secular music, and some of them are surprisingly highly spiritual. And many believers, whenever I post them on Facebook, they're like, yes, it spoke to me too. And so, you know, what we're going to start off with is a song from Bono, Magnificent, from his new album, No Line on the Horizon. And then we're going to go into a song by Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. And I believe also something from Hoobin Saint, The Reason Is You, and then With or Without You, again by U2. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And Awesome Things by The Fray. And this is to really gear you into that place where the Lord wants to meet you. You know, in the middle of the chaos and confusion of our everyday life, God is calling. And so what I'm also going to do, and this is something new, this is something that, you know, fresh, that the Holy Spirit just put in my heart to do, as many people have questioned him over why this and why that. Years ago, and the Lord put somebody else in my path to remind me, a friend of the family's, but years ago, another friend of the family, her name is Myra, had given me, when I first came to the Lord, a book called God Calling. And it is edited by A.J. Russell, and it's about the power of love and joy that restores faith and serenity in our troubled world. And it's about these two listeners from the 1930s who received, you know, who had dialogue with the Lord and who received powerful revelations. And all I did was listen. And at first they didn't know is God, really talking to them, until, you know, one day in this divine exchange, they were reading and they couldn't believe what the other one was getting and how the Lord was using each other. And they, you know, they go to say that they felt like, you know, a bunch of nothings, and that's how the Lord uses us. When we feel like nothing, but at the same time we have to have a willing heart. But the odd thing about what you're about ready to hear and receive is the way that the Lord had me arrange these songs kind of flowed with some of the prayers, his communication to mankind through these two listeners, and what he wants to accomplish. And I mean, it's just the Lord coming into time and just making us know. Now, this was in 1932. We're in 2012. Come on, folks. And then the Lord used this, the same book in a different time period in my life. when a lot of these songs, some of them weren't even written yet, and others were. And God was doing some amazing, He still is doing some amazing things. So I just want to be blessed and receive and enjoy, okay? And just be open to what the Holy Spirit is showing you and what He's sharing with you. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye. And then I come up from time to time and just share with what the Lord has been sharing with me. And, you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, God's heart is grieving, and He wants His people to know who He is. He wants His people to hear His voice and not be afraid of His presence. So, you know, I'm going to leave that with you, all right? Enjoy the rest of the show. Bye-bye now. Love you. Thank you. A message from the Lord about His love, from God Calling, called Shower Love. I always hear your cry, says the Lord. No sound escapes me. Many, many in the world cry out to me, but oh, how few wait to hear me speak to them, and yet to the soul, my speaking to it matters so much. My words of life. Think then to hear me speak is to find life in healing and strength. Trust me in all things. Love showered on all brings truly a quick return. Just carry out my wishes and leave me to carry out yours. Treat me as Savior and King, but also with the tender intimacy of one much beloved. Keep to the rules I have laid down for you, persistently, perseveringly, lovingly, patiently, hopefully, and in faith, and every mountain of difficulty shall be laid low. The rough places of poverty shall be made smooth, and all who know you shall know that I, your Lord, am the Lord. Shower love. That reminds me of a time that I had with the Lord at the beach fairly recently. It was on the Lord's Day, to be exact. I had just received Holy Communion and dropped my husband off at work, and all of a sudden I just felt endued with His presence, surrounded by His presence and glory. And I didn't want to leave that moment. So I just decided, all right, the Lord's going out of His way to spend time with me, and so I will do likewise. So I went to the lake and prayed a little bit, and then sat in His presence. And the first thought that came to my mind was, Lord, why are so many of your people, and also people in the world, not, that are destined to be your people but have not come yet to know your love for them, why are they so afraid of your presence? I said, I know at times I'm afraid of your presence because it's the unknown, and I want to be surrounded in His presence all the time and feel comfortable with it and feel happy with it and not feel that because of His presence it's going to be like a barricade between me and members of my family or friends, or I want to be in that place where His presence can just ooze off of me. And I'm sure many of you listening to this broadcast feel the same way too. And so that was my prayer, that I would feel comfortable with His presence, exuberating and also giving out and feel comfortable in His embrace. And so when I asked the Lord that, this stillness and calm and peace came over me, and I'm looking over where the flowing water is and how the breeze is, the flowing water is moving in unison with the breeze that was coming upon it, or on top of it, that was hovering over it. And then, I was looking at the clouds and how they were dancing to the same breeze, and they were being one with the movement of the lake. And I was just like, Lord, I just desire this intimacy with you and this place of unity in you. And I just wanted to flow to others. And I never quite prayed like that before. I really, truly wanted this. Because I come upon it every once in a while, as many of you have from time to time. And so sometimes when I'm listening to music, and it may be like secular music, or I should say the secular world has caught on to this music that was meant for the kingdom, like this previous song by Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. Well, I want to know what the Lord's love is and His presence, and how to receive that more, and receive it more in faith and not in fear, although the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so, as I'm sitting back, just waiting on Him, And knowing that it could be a long time until he answers me, but it was within seconds, all right? He started whispering in my spirit, and then my spirit became docile, and I just tuned in to the spontaneity of his movement, as I was describing earlier. And as I was just meditating on what he was doing in the moment without my own agendas, all the thoughts in my mind that were held captive, all concerns, worries, and anxieties, left. I had experienced that before in the pinnacle of worship at one point. We were worshiping for 3 or 4 hours. But I was there was a heightened worship going on. And my thoughts left, everything. It was just me and the Lord and what he was doing in his creation around me through the movement of his spirit. And as I was experiencing this, you know, and sometimes words are not enough words to describe the reality of what was going on, he came into my time and he said, respond. It just kept saying respond, like ripple effects in my spirit. Respond to me. And then it was, as you respond to me, I will move. Okay? And as I move, my spirit moves you. And as you move, I respond to you. And it was like a back and forth dance. And then as he was saying it, he sent a fresh breeze through my spirit. And I just felt he was blowing things out of my life gently, and at the same time, in power and in glory. And I was still standing, but I just got this sense. And so that was the prayer. We don't necessarily have to say all these words, but in our crying out, in our searching him out in our present moment, that was such a scripture, such a word, and then the word, you know, that he breathes into us becomes life-giving. What happens is that in this life-giving moment, things begin to happen, and it's just so awesome. Okay, well, the next song track, it's the Lord. I just want to, just before we go on to the next song track, Lord, I just ask that you just bless us and your people, that whoever's listening would be able to experience the spontaneity flow of your the spontaneous flow of your spirit, the Holy Spirit spontaneity of your presence, that they would not be afraid. They would not be afraid to search you out, that they would look forward to your presence. They would look forward to you speaking to them, and that there would be a joy in the waiting. We pray this through Christ the Lord. Amen. All right, the next soundtrack is going to be Reason by Hooven Singh. And I just want, I want you to just, you know, sit back and relax. And many of you have heard this before in various situations in your life. You just put on the radio station. But I think today you're going to hear it in a way that the Lord wants you to hear it, separate from all the noise of the other secular radio stations. But a way of knowing that these people, that Hubenstein really had been inspired by the Holy Spirit in a repentance way of expressing their heart and desire. Okay? God bless you. Bye bye. I'm
meant to do those things to you. And so I have to say before I go
he walks. You say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window.
Save a Life by The Fray. And before I read an excerpt from God Calling, you know, many are times in relationships, especially, one of the commonalities of betrayal is, you know, is the fact that you're misunderstood. And there's a lot of blame, and that's, you know, quite a theme in today's society. And so what happens is that we get, you know, in our relationship with the Lord, especially if you're a follower of Christ, okay, your relationship gets blurred. We're unable to respond, you know, when the Lord moves. Remember what I said earlier about the Lord coming to me at the lake and just really in a gentle way just whispering in my spirit that when he moves, I respond, and when I move, he responds to me. And that's the same for everyone who calls upon his name, who has a personal relationship with the Lord. But realistically, we're not perfect, like the song says. And we should always be, you know, repentant, like 24/7, just constantly looking at ourselves, not because we dread the penalties of hell and the pains of hell, but because we long to be with the Lord. We long to have that intimate union, that brighter relationship with the Lord Jesus. So with that, what I got from The Reason Is You is that, you know, the reason is the Lord, and the reason is our brothers and sisters that we walk with as we show our Christian love, our Christian charity. And we want to move more from the generic Christianese of what love is. Well, I mean, love is God, but how do we experience him in our daily lives? How do we experience him in our one-to-one, in our intimate walk between our heart and his heart, and also between our heart and others? You know, there's always that battle between the flesh and the spirit within our nature, warring against one another. But I love these songs because the way that they are hearing from the Holy Spirit, that they're able to, you know, put the cry of their heart into music, and just to cry, you know, that cry is something that everybody can relate to, and allow ourselves to plug into the Lord, you know, and say, yes, that's me. This is what I'm going through. You know, and Jesus is the reason. He is the you in this song. You are the you in the song. And as a human being, you know, as in our weak natures, we always seem to need a reason. Although we do, you know, supposedly we do things out of faith. As a human being, because of our fallen nature, we always need reasons, you know, and lots of times we overlook what the Lord did for us at Calvary with his blood, you know, and he was crying out and saying that we are the reason. The reason is us, that he died for us, and the reason is you, the reason is me, okay, and so likewise we have to be willing to die, we have to be willing to live. We have to be willing to die so that he can live, that Christ can live in us more fully, not just for ourselves but for each other. Okay, that's the you know, where the Lord wants us. So my prayer is that we would all attain this, that we would, you know, cast all fear aside and of even exposure of who we really are, so that Christ can live more fully in us. And I just thank you, Lord. Without you, the second song is a response to us, you know, with the bride of Christ. And likewise, in a human relationship, in a human love relationship between our spouse or our girlfriend, but more like a spousal relationship, oftentimes is that, you know, that we bring that tug of war, and if we don't understand it, we can bring a mishmash of chaos into the relationship. But, you know, in the Lord, you don't have to fear, because he'll work it all out, especially if two people are evenly yoked for one another. He's always there. He is always there, exposing us to one another and also cleaning up the debris, right? we shouldn't even look at the debris, but a lot of people look at the debris before they look at the finished product, before they live it out. And so the Lord wants to do something in you. He wants to do something in us allow us, you know, he wants to take away that fear. He wants to deliver us of that fear of ourselves, okay? And fear of looking at ourselves in the way that he sees us. And that he wants to give, implant within our being also the ability to not to take ourselves too seriously in this, but serious enough to know that there's got to be a change, you know? I was just having a conversation with my husband today, earlier today, about change as we were preparing for this show. And, you know, there are two ways of change, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on. But there are two kinds of changes. There's a change that, you know, from within. Something's, you know, not quite right. Things are not flowing. Things are not, they're stagnant. I keep messing up. I keep making the same mistake in this situation, that situation. What do I need to learn, Lord? That change is always good because you're inviting the Lord to come into that tension or that conflict that you're facing, that he wants you to face. The conflict in which his finger, his divine imprint is on that, and he wants you to give it to him. He wants to cover you with his blood, and he wants to work things out with you. And so what happens is that that sets us up, you know, to that divine interchange and exchange, and in that there's true, authentic transformation that can happen, and that's because that something within us that is not in agreement with the things of the Holy Spirit is wanting to give us that sense of peace. And so, you know, the Lord is his shalom is what he wants us to receive, but it's his shalom also that shakes these things off of us, you know, and exposes us to ourselves and to him for who we are. And then he'll gently take it away because he's gentle. And so we need not be afraid. And my prayer is that the Lord will deliver all of us from this fear of true, authentic change that leads to transformation. The other part of change is, I believe, is what people fear. The change because of something outside of us is coming inward, trying to shake who we are and trying to get us off track. And usually that's a change, like I said, from without, the external change. Maybe change in somewhere in society that, you know, the powers that be are working these things out to upset the apple cart, to throw in a monkey wrench, kind of, so that our eyes can be off of what, off of the relationship that we have with the Lord and with one another. And so there's that always that sense of discernment of impending doom because of a change that's evil in nature and that has an air of deception that's lurking behind. And that's what many people are facing. That's what many people are fearing. Especially, I really believe people are fearing that change, that change word, the word change. And so the Lord wants to change all that, believe it or not. He wants to go in there. He wants to sharpen your perceptions, and he wants to give you greater discernment, and he wants to be with there in a very special way. And lots of times he wants to remind us. He moves through people to remind us. He moves through these musicians to remind us. He moves through this book that I'm reading from, God Calling, and of course the scriptures as well. And I love this next one, how to save a life. Oh yeah, you know, there are people because of change, the negative change, in the spirit of deception is so, and the crisis that's around many people in this day and age, a lot of times people are so paralyzed they can't even be open to listening to the needs of the other and also listening to themselves, you know, their spirit man, as you know, I should say, of their soul, as it are their needs, that, you know, maybe our relationship with the Lord could, a relationship with the Lord Jesus, an intimate relationship could be the very solution, you know, in that divine exchange, that internal dialogue that exists between the heavens and the earth. And many times we find ourselves, because of just the pressures of everyday living and the distractions, we're living between the lines, you know, we're living in a zone called between the lines of fear and blame. I just spoke about that somewhat prior to talking about this third song. And you know, we got it. The Lord wants to move us away from living in that zone between the lines of fear and blame, because fear is the opposite of faith, and blame is like a perpetual circle. It just goes around and around, and our thoughts get stuck in that loophole, and the things of the Holy Spirit cannot get in there. So the Lord is really wanting to set us free of living in that zone. So, you know, that's what I've gotten out of these songs. And so, Father, if you could just come into time, our time, we thank you. We invite you into our time. And we ask, Lord, that you would just strengthen us in our innermost being, and you would deliver us from the blame and the fear cycle, Lord, and that you would increase within us faith, the faith to, and the desire and the courage to live with, to look at ourselves how you see us, and to be comfortable and honest with ourselves, and to accept what the work that you're doing within us, and to be open to that divine exchange between our spirit and your spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. So I just want to read this dialogue from God Calling that the Lord wants to have with you. It's so appropriate to what we're talking about. And he says, I am your Savior from sin, thralls, your Savior from all the cares and troubles of life, your Savior from disease. I speak in all you both. Look to me for salvation. Trust in me for help. Did not my servant of old say, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me, but not all the waters of affliction could drown him. For of him was it true. He came from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. The lifeline, the line of rescue, is the line from the soul to God, faith and power. It is a strong line, and no soul can be overwhelmed who is linked to me by it. Trust, trust, trust. Never be afraid. Think of my trees stripped of their beauty, pruned, cut, disfigured, bare, but through the dark, seemingly dead branches flows silently, secretly, the spirit life sap, till all lo, with the sun of spring comes new life, leaves, bud, blossom, fruit, but oh, fruit a thousand times better for the pruning. Remember that you are in the hands of a master gardener. He makes no mistakes about his pruning. Rejoice. Joy is the spirit's reaching out to say it's thanks to me. It is a new life sap of the tree reaching out to me to find such beautiful expression later. So never cease to joy. Rejoice. Your path is difficult, difficult for all of you. There is no work in life so hard as waiting, and yet I say wait. Wait until I show you my will. Proof it is of my love and of my certainty of your true discipleship that I give you hard tasks. Again, I say wait. All motion is more easy than calm waiting. So many of my followers have marred their work and hindered the progress of my kingdom by activity. Wait. I will not overtry your spiritual strength. You are both and all like people, helpless on a raft in mid-ocean. But lo, there cometh towards you one walking on the waters,
like unto the Son of Man, when he comes and you receive him, it will be with you as it was with my disciples when I was on the earth, that straightway you will be at the place where you would be. All of your toil in rowing and all of your activity could not have accomplished the journey so soon. Oh, wait and trust. Wait and be not afraid. Meet me everywhere. Life is really consciousness of me. Have no fear. A very beautiful future lies before you. Let it be a new life, a new existence in which in every single happening, event, plan, you are conscious of me. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Get this ever consciousness and you have eternal life, the life of the ages. But in all, be in all things led by the Spirit of God and trust in me and all, and the consciousness of me must bring joy. Give me not only trust, but gladness. And the next one is, you're nearing the goal, okay? And many people need to hear this, especially those who have the temptation of suicide. In a race, it is not the start that hurts, not even the pace of long stretch. It is when the goal is in sight that heart and nerve and courage and muscles are strained almost beyond human endurance, almost to the breaking point. So with you now, the goal is in sight and needs your final cry to me. Can you not see by the nerve and heart rack of the past few days that your race is nearby run? Courage, courage. Heed my voice of encouragement. Remember that I am by your side, spurring you on to victory. In the annals of heaven, the saddest records are those that tell of the many who ran well, with brave, stout hearts, until in sight of the goal of victory, and then their courage failed. The whole host of heaven longed to cry out how near the end was, to implore the last spurt, but they fell out, never to know until the last day of revealing how near they were to victory. Would that they had listened to me in the silence, as all of you are right now. They would have known. There must be the listening ear as well as the still small voice. So, Lord, give your people a listening ear to what your Spirit is saying to them, within them, through them. Okay.
I have run through the fear.
found God on the corner of First and Amistad, where the West was all but one, all alone, smoking his last cigarette. I said, where you been? He said, asking these things. Where were you when everything was falling apart? All my days spent by telephone.
door of your heart. Only shadows of hell, barely clear in the room. Get to know the feeling of liberation and relief. Hey now, don't dream it's over.
Don't let me go.
reading from God Calling. My life is a love story. You need me, I need you. My broken world needs you. Many a weary, troubled heart needs you. Many a troubled heart will be gladdened by you, drawn nearer to me by you. Health, peace, joy, patience, endurance, they all come from contact with me. Oh, it is a glorious way, the upward way, the wonderful discoveries, the tender intimacies, the amazing, almost incomprehensible understanding. Truly, the Christian life, my life, life with me, is a love story. It's your love story. It's our love story. Leave all to me. All you have missed, you will find in me. The soul's lover, the soul's friend, father, mother, comrade, brother, try me. You cannot make too many demands on me, nor put too great a strain upon my love and forbearance. Claim, 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 healing, power, joy, supply, what you will. And remember, I will never, never let you go. Hold on to me. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you? Got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby, you don't care for it. Whoa!